Coach, Whitehaven, ranked number three in the state, came out of the West Tennessee bracket. It's been a couple of years. It's kind of been Williamson County coming out of that side, but Whitehaven beat Cordova to get to the state title game. I've been to Whitehaven once. I'm much happier that we're going to Cookeville to play this game. But the Tigers in the 2000s have had some really successful seasons.
Yeah, you know, Rodney Salisbury is their head coach, and he has done a great job. Great job of coaching up his kids, great job of getting kids into college. And because of that, he's selling a good product, and people are wanting to come to Whitehaven to play for him. And he has a squad. He has a very talented squad. The last 10 years, they've won at least 10 games in every season but one. So 9 out of 10 years, they've won double digits. And so that tells you a little bit about the brand of football that Whitehaven's been playing. Of course, I think it was 3 years ago that they beat Maryville in the state championship in overtime, went for a two-point conversion, converted it, made the two-point conversion, and won the state championship over a very talented Maryville team. So, you know, that tells you a little bit about their coach. It tells you a little bit about the program that they've built. And, again, this year they are just dominating everybody they play.
Yeah, I happened to have the opportunity to do that game on the Tennessee TSSAA Sports Network that year. And they had a heck of a team. They're very gritty. Rodney, very highly thought of. And if you look at just their stats, Coach, you know, like almost 3,800 yards rushing, you kind of get a sense of what they want to do with the football.
Yeah, you know, Rodney was on TV or something yesterday. You know, it made Twitter where we saw it. You know, he said, at the end of the day, we're going to give it to number 11, and it's Oakland's job to stop him. And I think it kind of speaks volumes about how much confidence they have in their offensive line, how much confidence they have in their tailback. You know, he finished second. He finished runner-up to Jacoby and Mr. Football, so I'm sure he's going to be inspired and play to prove people that he should have gotten the trophy and all that stuff too. So at the end of the day, you know, they've got more than just number 11. They've got a lot of good players, but you look at their rushing attack, a lot of things are fed through him.
You're talking about Kylan Watkins, who's got close to 2,000 yards on nearly 250 carries this year, 31 touchdowns. I mean, you kind of know what they're going to do there. And defensively, they've got a Mr. Football lineman in Aubrey Miller, their defensive back. So to think that they're not talented or worthy to be there, or it's the other side of the bracket, you got to throw all that kind of thinking out the window.
Oh, no doubt. You know, they've got probably 8 kids that have – offers to play college football. Aubrey Miller, you know, Missouri commit. He did win Mr. Football. He's you know, a linebacker type kid that does a little bit of everything for him, you know, and he's a heck of a player. So he did win the Mr. Football, I guess they call it the lineman award, but you know, it's because he's in the box, you know, and then of course Kylan was the runner up. So that tells you about the talent. But it doesn't just stop with those two.
What is the secret recipe, two or three things here that you know that you've got to do to beat this Tiger bunch?
Well, you know, you got to get them off the field. They convert a lot of their third downs, but it's because it's third and one or third and two. You know, they've got a huge offensive line, a couple guards over 300, smaller, quicker tackles are weighing in at 275, 280. And, you know, you look at our younger D-line and some smaller guys that are going to have to take on that pounding, and we're going to have to hold our ground, and we're going to have some big plays on first downs, you know, so it doesn't turn out to be third and one or fourth and one, because they'll go for it on fourth down in a heartbeat. So we got to get off the field on defense. Can't stay there and just get punched in the face over and over and over and, you know, have an 18-play drive, you know, stuck right down their throat. So our defense has done a really good job of stopping the run all year. We're going to have to stop the run, and then on offense, we're going to have to establish the run to set up some deep balls that we anticipate throwing. So it's going to be a back and forth type deal where two teams love to pound the rock, and then when given the opportunity, they love to throw a deep ball.
getting off to a good start in the game is always key. And these championship games, sometimes you get in those and kids get tense and things like that. But your team coach really doesn't seem to get overhyped or tense about games. Just kind of have a workmanlike attitude, and you got to continue that.
Yeah, you know, I give our guys credit. They have come in with a great attitude of not disrespecting anyone, not overlooking anyone. They've taken every opponent serious. Their preparation for every game is amazing. Just to watch these guys mature throughout the year and understand that this thing is more than just a game, I think is going to go a long way for these guys in life. They've done a great job all year of respecting their opponent and preparing. And that's against some guys that we knew that would probably be out at halftime against. But knowing and respecting opponents works two ways. You know, when you've got a quality team like Whitehaven that a lot of people are scared of, you know, they win the game before it even starts sometimes. So I have to say that our guys are not intimidated. Our guys are not scared. They love the opportunity to play against great talent. And, you know, it's a good measuring stick for us to see those guys come out of Memphis and know what great athletes they are and how well coached they are and how basically they've walked through the whole season unscathed. I don't think they've been tied all year. I don't think they've been behind all year. I think that it's going to be a great matchup.
It's what a state championship game is all about, isn't it?
It is. It is, and that's what we've said. You know, we feel like the two best teams made it to the state championship. Now we're going to find out who the best is.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you.